A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Mem Vav, Kesubas 46b, pagination 92. We're starting on the fourth line, a new Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Ha'av Zakai Bevito, a father has certain rights regarding his daughter, Bekidusheha, in that he's allowed to marry her off. We're talking about an underage girl. And the father is allowed to accept kiddushin, set up a marriage. This is obviously not practiced today for a variety of reasons. But the concept was that if the girl would agree, beploni ani rotza, she approves, seems to be good. And the father, in good judgment for the benefit of the child, wants to set her up and set her in a good situation with a shidduch that's available, so then he's allowed to do so and is allowed to marry her off bekesef bishtar uvevia in any of the three ways that are normally going to affect kiddushin, either through money or through a document or through relations. How that's practiced, we'll wait for kiddushin, the first Mishnah, which discusses that as a matter of practice, we first do shiduchim, a declaration of intent to get married, then we do kesef, which is typically giving the ring to the woman, and then afterwards is the yichud, followed by relations. Zakai b'mitzi asa uv'ma'ase yodeha. Also, a father has rights in a find that this girl might come up with, and in her work, whatever she generates, she sews a sweater, he's entitled to that. Of course, in return, he has to be providing for her whatever her needs are in terms of food, clothing, shelter, etc. Uvahaforas nidoreha, and the father has the rights to, he has the zchus to annul or undo her vows. If she makes a vow, that's the section in the beginning of Parshas Matos. Umekabalis gita, and he would be the one to accept the get if the husband wants to divorce her, to undo this marriage. Ve'eno ochel peros b'chayeha. And if she has assets, he is not entitled to use those assets and reap the benefits. In other words, if the girl inherits through her mother's family some real estate, for example, so we'll see in a moment that the husband is handled differently. The husband is allowed to use that real estate for his benefit as long as the real estate, the field itself, remains hers. He's allowed to reap the benefits. He's allowed to harvest the orange grove, for example. Each year, he's going to be getting the fruit. In terms of a daughter, though, the father does not have that benefit, and instead, it's described as osin la segula. You have to administer it on her behalf. He does not get those fruits. Nises, once she gets married, yeser alav habal, the husband's role is she'ochal peros b'chayeha, he does get the fruit of her fields during the marriage. V'chayev b'mezonoseh, he's obligated to support her. Uveferkona, to redeem her if a tragedy that she was captured occurred. Ukevurasa, and the burial is the husband's responsibility. Let's move on to the Gemara, skipping one line. Bekesef minolon. The Gemara starts off by centering on the question of kiddushin done by the father, in which the father is zakai. The father has this zuchus to marry his daughter off and receive the money from the kiddushin, and he keeps it. How do you know that? that he keeps it. Amar Rav Yehuda Makra, Rav Yehuda said it's based on a pasuk. V'yatza chinam ein kosef. By an Amma Ivriya in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, we're told that she goes free without having to pay any money. But those words, ein kosef, are there to derive something additional from the pasuk. And the Gemara darshins, ein kesef la'adon zeh, there's no money transferred to this master. In the case of Amo Ivriya, v'yesh kesef la'adon acher umanu aviha. But there is money when she goes out of a different person's rishus, and that would be the case of a father when she leaves his possession, if you will, rishus, his authority, there is going to be money. That's the money of Kiddushin. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema ledida, maybe she should get the money. I understand that he does the Kiddushin, based on the pasuk, es biti nasati lo'ish hazeh, that a father is able to marry her off, but how do you know that he gets the money, maybe she gets the money? And at first the Gemara says, that it doesn't make sense. Hashta avia mekabel kiddusheha. The father is accepting the kiddushin. Ihi shakla kaspa. Do you really think that she's the one who's going to get the money? He's the one transacting the business. So he's going to get the money. Asks the Gemara, I understand if she's underage, she's a ketana, but we know that he's allowed to transact a kiddushin even on behalf of a naira, and she is also allowed to transact kiddushin on her own behalf when she's a naira, that's between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. And therefore the Gemara wonders, naira de isla yad, if a naira were to do the kiddushin, I tiktesh nafsha v'ihi tishkol kaspa. Maybe she'll be the one to transact the kiddushin, and she would be able to keep the money from her own kiddushin. Drop down to the bottom of the page, about 8 lines from the bottom, 10 lines. Mistavra. Dechi memait rachmana, when the Torah tells you that the Adon, in the case of Amma Ivriya, does not get money, but someone else, when she goes out of his rishus, is going to get money, Yitzia de Kavasa Kamemait. It's comparing it in a way that it's comparable. As Rashi explains, if there was money when she left the Adon would have gotten the money. And therefore, when we're saying there is money in a different deal, a different transaction, in which she's leaving someone's authority, the same type of person would be getting that money. So if the master doesn't get money, and we're saying when she leaves the father, there is money, it would be comparable. If there was money by the Adon, he would have been the one to have gotten it, and therefore, by Kiddushin, when she's leaving the father's authority, and there is money, he is the one who is going to get it. Now, in contemporary Jewish practice, we obviously do not do underage Kiddushins, where the father goes ahead and does that, but the other items mentioned in the Mishnah are instructive. What relationship does the father have to the funds generated by the daughter? The work that she does, according to strict Talmudic halacha, he would be entitled to. As we mentioned previously, common practice is to encourage her to build her own bank account. Mitziasa, what she finds, is also an interesting discussion. According to strict halacha, it would go to the father. He's supporting her, and there's an issue of Eva there. In terms of assets that she would own personally, we're drawing a distinction between the father and the husband, where the woman, the female of the relationship, regarding the father is not entitled to perus bechayeha, to use those assets for his own benefit. They're supposed to be used generating for her. Whereas in the case of a husband, ochel perus bechayeha, he is allowed to use those assets for his benefit, but he leaves the principal for her. But again, the peros, he's allowed to benefit from. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.